Quarter 12. Yes, naturopath, author and hormone consultant Kim Bolson joins us as she does on a regular basis on Focus on the Downs. How are you, Kim?
Good, thank you, Graham.
Sun exposure. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that more lives are lost to diseases caused by a lack of sunlight rather than those caused by too much. But, of course, we have to adhere the warnings that we keep hearing about how, we've got to avoid being out in the sun too much. Is it a matter of just a fine balance?
A little bit more science involved now. It's a bit of a wake-up call for me too, because I've been preaching over the years following, all the recommendations that everyone does, keep out of the sun between 10 and 2. But it actually comes to looking at now, it comes to looking at the huge increase in the vitamin D deficiency that we're finding amongst the community, especially the elderly, where people are staying indoors, living under fluoro lighting, and a bit scared of, literally fearful of the sun.
Mm.
So vitamin D is critical. The whole element to our little chat today is to let your listeners know that the reason I wanted to discuss this, it's really important, is that the tanning or the burning time, well, not burning, the sunning time, I should say, for ultimate or maximum vitamin D production on the skin is the inverse to what we've all been told. What we need to do is capture the UVB rays that come down between 10 and 2. These are the ones that actually will produce your vitamin D on your skin. They are shorter rays. They will cause tanning and a little bit of burning. But the UVB does so far more rapidly than the UVA. Now, the UVA penetrates the skin more deeply. So we've got two types, the UVA and the UVB. We actually need, the only time that the UVB rays are coming down is around the midday time. Now, this means that we actually need to sit out in the sun, roll up the sleeves, and just at the point where the skin is just starting to turn a little bit pink, we'll provide, generally, other than dark-skinned folk, will provide you with between 10 and 20,000 international units of vitamin D, which is a huge amount.
What happens if we don't get that vitamin D?
Well, we can become quite compromised with our general immune health. The research, it's interesting that the research has come out from the Australian National University by an epidemiologist, and it's amazing that she's actually suggesting that we should all spend some time exposed to the sun and preferably around the midday to decrease the incidence of breast and colon cancers. We need the vitamin D. It's an active pro-hormone in the body. It's an anti-cancer agent. It's important for the immune system. But not only that, vitamin D is very important for depression, insomnia, moods and emotions. Because if you, I don't know whether you've travelled up into northern parts of Europe, Graham, but they don't get much sunshine for a great part of the year. And the condition up there is called seasonal affective disorder, where depression is rife because they actually lack sun for a good, 9 to 10 months of the year.
Mm.
And it affects the mood. So with Aussies down here, of course, we don't have that. So the UVA, where it's more pronounced coming down from the sun early morning and late afternoon, where the rays are actually longest and strike the skin at a more acute angle, you will find they're actually more of the cancer-forming rays rather than the combination of the UVB and UVA at midday, where you're actually more protective. So it's all to do with the action of the sun's wavelengths and the type of wavelength rays at the certain times of day that we need to understand in order to keep our vitamin D up, but also don't be silly with it and don't burn in the midday sun. We also need to heed the warnings of, don't over-tan, don't over-burn, because, yes, you will damage your skin, you will photo-age, you will produce wrinkles and skin cancers. But we actually have this secondary condition now with a vitamin D deficiency problem. And you can only get that from midday sun, basically.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? You speak to a lot of people who have been ill, and they say that they feel much better if they just sit out in a little bit of sunshine for a little while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, it's all to do, a lot of us have lost that intuition with healing, and just some of the old-fashioned things that just come used to come so naturally. We're told so much stuff these days. I'm not sure whether or not it's just pure hype marketing, or is it science-based, or is it a collaboration of both. But the natural instinct for getting well, which is based on natural therapies of old, many, many centuries ago, where sunshine, food that's locally grown, change your diet if you're not well, drink filtered water, and rest. But the sunshine is tremendously healing. And it's also a great, you know, natural disinfectant too for skin conditions.
So you're not saying that the Cancer Council messages are wrong?
No. Oh, no, no, no. We had to do something years ago because, you know, all of us Aussies, me included, used to lay out in the sun and bake, you know.
For 4 hours?
Yeah. On aluminium foil with coconut oil.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And so what we have to do is always with the health industries, try and strike the middle road and bring a little bit of science and understanding to it, because I think there was a bit of a manic attitude here. Oh, my goodness me, we've got to get a campaign happening here and get some awareness. And fear is the greatest motivator. So we were having an increase in skin cancers, and we just purely and solely linked that to the sun. Now, if you're sensible and you're smart and you know a little bit of science, now that your listeners will know a little bit of science, if you go out and get the protection of both UVA and UVB rays naturally coming down from the sun at midday for a mere 10 minutes a day, you will be much safer doing that. And also, you will be building your vitamin D, but don't put on any sunscreen because that inhibits both of those UVA and UVB rays that you actually need for good health.
Mm. But, of course, if you are working out in the sun for any longer than that, then that's when you should be applying...
Cover up.
Yep, cover up.
Absolutely.
Yep. Makes a lot of sense to me. You can read all about Kim's thoughts at her website, all the W's, Kim Balson, BALSON.com. Kim, of course, is a noted naturopath, author and hormone consultant. Thank you so much for your time, Kim.
Pleasure, Graham.